Mini episode 944 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to the FDH Lounge. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with part 11 of our ranking of all of the episodes of one of TV's great comedies, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We're borrowing from the flawless Dennis system to create six tiers, with S as the lowest and D as the highest. It's important to clarify that, of course, there are no really bad episodes of this show, just ones that we prefer to other ones. So even those that are lower on the list are not ones that we're crapping on. It's just that you can't rank 1 through 133 without having some that go down to 133. We were inspired to create this list when one of our great show contributors, Paul Pasek, called a list to our attention that had been produced by Deadspin, and like much of their work in the post-Will Leach years, it was clear that they just mailed it in. Sonny deserves better than that. Whether you agree or disagree with our rankings, hopefully you will perceive that we put the thought into this project that the show deserves. We can't wait until season 13 of Sonny begins, but while we're on this long hiatus, here's our list. Today is part 11, the creme de la creme, the D tier. Number 13, episode 3.5, The Aluminum Monster versus Fatty Magoo, September 27th, 2007. You gotta love any program with the great Judy Greer, and it's outstanding to see both Dee and Dennis getting sent over the edge by their insecurities. Number 12, episode 7.2, The Gang Goes to the Jersey Shore, September 22nd, 2011. The various misadventures at the shore, including with Rumham, are the first part of the best back-to-back episodes in the history of the show, along with 7.3, Frank Reynolds' Little Beauties. Number 11, episode 3.2, The Gang Gets Invincible, September 13th, 2007. Sonny's first-ever top-tier episode debuted Green Man and the full McPoyle family, and also put the gang in a sports setting, which is always priceless. Number 10, episode 9.8, Flowers for Charlie, October 23rd, 2013. Anything built around Charlie is going to be a winner, and this alternate reality view of his mental capabilities is nothing short of amazing. Number 9, episode 12.2, The Gang Goes to a Water Park, January 11th, 2017. One of the three best episodes in the last five seasons, the water park show spotlighted all members of the gang, especially Dennis, to full comedic effect. Number 8, episode 6.5, Mac and Charlie White Trash, October 14th, 2010. Alliances within the gang are always interesting. Here, where they break down along class lines with Dee and Dennis's pretensions, they're especially hilarious. Number 7, episode 5.10, The Dennis System, November 19th, 2009. This episode made Dennis's pickup methods iconic, while working Charlie, the waitress, Dee, the online soldier, and Mac and Frank fighting for scraps into the equation. Number 6, episode 3.11, Dennis Looks Like a Registered Sex Offender, October 25th, 2007. Few shows would even dare to get into the genre of diddler humor, but the sibling rivalry of Dee and Dennis mined that topic to the utmost extent. Number 5, episode 3.15, The Gang Dances Their Asses Off, November 15th, 2007. One of the greatest dynamics of the show occurs when members of the gang backstab each other, and few, if any, episodes can top this one in that regard. Number 4, episode 10.1, The Gang Beat Boggs, January 14th, 2015. Back when it was still a novelty to see something set totally outside of Patty's, this episode came along and was mind-blowingly hysterical on every level. Number 3, episode 7.3, Frank Reynolds' Little Beauties, September 29th, 2011. The child pageantry parody, which embraced every hilarious stereotype of the genre, spotlights the comedic genius of the gang like very little else. Number 2, Episode 4.13, The Nightman Cometh, November 20th, 2008. The episode with Charlie's musical is uniformly regarded as one of the best, as it highlights the quirk of each member of the gang exquisitely. Number 1, Episode 5.12, The Gang Reignites the Rivalry, December 10th, 2009. The degradation inflicted on the gang, and especially by the gang, is at an all-time high here. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.